From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Twin suicide attacks in the western Syrian city of Homs killed at least 42, that including a senior intelligence officer. Syrian Observatory for Human Rights saying several attackers blew themselves up near the headquarters of both the state security and military intelligence. An Al-Qaeda affiliate has claimed responsibility for those attacks, saying five of its militants stormed two heavily guarded districts in the center of Homs, city under full government control now for nearly 3 years. Meantime, a top Syrian envoy at the UN-sponsored peace talks in Geneva has called on all parties to condemn the latest attack in the city of Homs. Bashar al-Jafri, head of the Syrian government delegation at the talks, said he had asked the UN Special Envoy, Staffan de Mistura, to issue a statement condemning the attacks, which he said were carried out by the al-Nusra Front.
They shook up the world for the better because they inspired our nation.
Syria's main opposition camp also saying on Saturday it condemned the act of terrorism. Nasser al-Hariri, the chief negotiator for the opposition High Negotiations Committee, said, and I quote, "We condemn all terrorist operations committed by terrorist groups, and if that happened in Homs is a terrorist operation, then my remarks are clear." The Syrian government launched an intense airstrike campaign against parts of rural Homs and the city-only neighborhood still under opposition control. Iraqi military officials saying U.S.-backed forces are facing a stiffer resistance as soldiers push deeper into the western half of Mosul. This is VOA News. Malaysian officials are declaring the country's international airport a safe zone today after a sweep of the airport terminal where North Korean leader Kim Jong-un's half-brother was killed. The commissioner, Abdul Samad bin Mat, is the police official. He said the sweep operation is conducted to ensure that CLIA 2 is free from contamination of any hazardous materials. The screening process, he said, is the process carried out at areas and locations related to the case. The sweep was to check for possible traces of the nerve agent that was suspected to have been used in the attack. Kim Jong-nam was murdered on February 13th at the Kuala Lumpur International Airport by VX nerve agent, classified by the United Nations as a weapon of mass destruction. Two women, one Indonesian and one Vietnamese, have been detained. Police are looking for several others possibly linked to the murder. Pakistan has disclosed that it is engaged in negotiations with Afghanistan on developing a joint mechanism to address mutual cross-border terrorism concerns, and both sides could formalize a deal later this week. Bilateral relations have plunged to new lows in recent months, with Islamabad and Kabul accusing each other of harboring anti-state militant groups and sponsoring terrorist attacks on their respective sides of the border. Here in the U.S., the Democratic Party has selected former Labor Secretary Tom Perez as its new chairman. Perez won over Keith Ellison, a Minnesota congressman, in the second round of voting by Democratic National Committee members at their meeting in Atlanta. The outgoing DNC chair, Donna Brazile, made the announcement. She immediately and Ellison and Perez asked that Ellison be appointed his deputy, and delegates approved on a voice vote. Perez said Democrats must work to communicate their message of inclusion to voters and to move forward from last year's election losses. Ellison said Democrats must go beyond confronting President Trump to establish a country in which everyone can aspire to a good life. President Trump stayed with a familiar theme during his weekly address on Saturday, pledging to return jobs to the U.S. The president pledged to continue his works with the African-American heroes like Muhammad Ali and Martin Luther King Jr. and pledged to bring back jobs to African-American communities.
That's the latest world news from VOA.